Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow. I am Dave Graveline. It's the weekend of January 5th, 2018. First weekend of the new year. Delighted to have you with us. Thanks for tuning Into Tomorrow. Horatio in the control room and Erasmo also on assignment, but working with the show this week as well. Just off-prem things are happening here in the studio with me.
Joe Casera.
And Chris Graveline. Happy birthday Into Tomorrow.
Oh, that's
This is the weekend of the 5th. January 6th, 1996 was the very first debut program.
And you guys were here.
We were.
Not many of us can say that.
There's a lot less of us
really,
here.
We haven't really been here since then, but we're, you know.
What?
Figuratively speaking, but.
Well, yeah.
Physically, we're here.
But you were here then.
Yes.
23 years ago. Tomorrow on this January 5th date.
Yes.
Yeah, good point.
Congratulations, everyone.
Yes. So should we sing happy birthday? No.
No, that's okay.
We don't want to have our audience have to deal with that. That would be inappropriate. Tech news and commentary of this first segment, and then we will jump to more of your calls, because our mission is to solve your digital dilemmas. And we want to hear from you anytime, by the way, 24/7. With a question, a concern, an issue. Maybe you want to share some tech rage. Maybe you just want to share your favorite app. Whatever the case, you can use our free Into Tomorrow app if it works on your phone. And the audio option, participate that way. We want to hear you on the show. It is radio, after all. Or you can call the following toll-free number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it if you'd like from anywhere in the world and participate. That number might be
800-899-INTO, with or without the one.
Yeah. That's, well, if you have a landline, you still need the one.
Yes. All right. That's 800-899-4686.
There you go.
If you still have a landline, we don't want to hear from you. I'm kidding.
No, of course we do, but we'll help you. We'll help you cut the cord, because if you haven't already, come on.
Although, even most landlines aren't really true landlines anymore.
Guys,
I've got a quote-unquote landline at home, but it's VOIP. The landline here is VOIP.
So. Yeah. That's a good point, but because at least we have gigabit fiber, so it doesn't sound like the earlier VOIP lines that we had to put up with.
Well, I have Comcast at home, so half my calls are...
Yeah. It's really bad when your phone calls pixelate like your picture does on video.
Yeah. Especially if, you know, if my son's watching Netflix or something on TV at the same time I'm trying to make a phone call. You can't really do that.
I know. Isn't that strange? Cameron, you have to pause. No, Papa. I'm watching the show. No, but just for a moment, please. I'm trying to hear this call. You have to pause. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Now I have some data.
That's reminiscent of having to disconnect your modem from the computer and log out of the internet in order to make a phone call back in the 80s and 90s.
Well, that's what happens when you're stuck with Comcast.
Even in the future, nothing works.
Yeah. I know. That's sad.
Speaking of which,
yes.
Your computer, as it is today, may have a critical security flaw that you are powerless to do anything about. But don't panic. This one's a doozy, so let me break it down for those of you without a computer science degree. Computers have two states of mind, let's say. In one state, your everyday programs, word processors, web browsers, email, video games, things like that, all user apps, that's where they run. In another state of mind, more privileged parts of the operating systems run. These are components that allow the apps you run to actually make the computer do things at the most fundamental level, like get data from hard disk, store data in RAM, authenticate you. They're so important that they make up what's called the operating system's kernel. It's like a little kernel of corn in the middle of it all. All operating systems have one. These two states of mind are kept separate, obviously, for security reasons. Since the kernel has access to sensitive data like passwords and unencrypted files, but your apps still need to talk to the kernel, after all, to do their job. The CPU, the brain inside your computer, has very secure mechanisms for allowing this. Right in the hardware, it literally switches between these two states of mind millions of times a second. News has surfaced that all Intel CPUs in computers sold in the past decade include a significant flaw in this special mechanism that may allow rogue programs like malware, viruses, or even an app running in your browser to access the kernel state of mind and gain privilege access to your system. So naturally, this is catastrophic, to say the least, but you can rest easy. Because Intel and operating system developers have known about this flaw for a while. How long and the actual particulars, we don't know. The specifics of the flaw are under embargo to give Microsoft, Apple, the Linux kernel developers, and all these other folks time to create patches. We should see these updates very soon, as soon as maybe even next week for Windows users. There's a caveat, however. The solution to this faulty mechanism may, in some cases, result in performance hits between 3 and 30%. But consumers like you and I shouldn't see their computer performance hindered that significantly. We'll keep you updated on this issue as additional details are released.
And when the updates are available, they should be coming as Windows updates.
Patch Tuesday is coming up, which would be a couple of days after you listen to this broadcast. Last Friday, as a matter of fact, from this broadcast date, Amazon has upgraded their cloud services. There should be an update to Microsoft cloud services. This is where we're really going to see a lot of security and performance hits in cloud services. Mm-hmm. The computers running in the background to make your Netflix and Facebook run. But as I said, we've known about this maybe since November. By we, I mean developers, and they have been working on it. As far as Apple goes, you know, they don't like to share information with anybody. But I would be remiss if I thought that they haven't been working on this as well. Some Linux distros already have the new kernel for Linux kernel patches, which are there. But the comments that actual programmers put in there to explain what's going on have been kind of embargoed too, covered up. So the details, again, of the problem don't get into the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but every time you mention kernel, I just can't help but picture a guy in a white suit with a bucket of chicken.
Mm.
But then again, that's just me with the food.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the way Chris thinks all the time.
But the key here is, yeah, there's going to be a lot of, especially in the mainstream media, which never gets technology, a lot of fear and uncertainty of, oh, major security breach and up to 30%. And yeah, in some cases, that may be true. But don't panic. It's under control.
So if your machine says Intel inside or something of that nature, or, you know, core processor, you may be affected.
And more importantly, if your machine says, hey, I've got an update for you, do it.
Oh, of course. And we recommend that all the time anyway. It's too bad too many people did it for iOS 11 on their phones. But that's a whole other story. We won't get into it at this point.
I don't know why all these types of stories seem to happen in our home state, but a Florida man was arrested after he was reportedly punching an ATM because it was giving him too much money.
Oh, that always pisses me off.
Yeah. I know. Don't you hate that?
The 23-year-old man was charged with criminal mischief after Wells Fargo requested Cocoa Police to press charges against him. Law enforcement officials said that the man was seen on surveillance footage, quote, standing at the ATM pummeling the electronic teller's touchscreen. He then reportedly called Wells Fargo and apologized for the damage done to the teller machine, but said that he was, quote, angry the ATM was giving him too much money and he didn't know what to do. His actions caused at least $5,000 in damages. I wish I had that problem. But
I know.
Too much money.
Well, at least he has the cash to pay for the penalty now.
One would assume. Now, one also has to assume that the too much money part is coming out of his account, and he only wanted $20, and it might have given him 80 years. I don't know, whatever the circumstances were, because apparently we don't have those details.
Or maybe he really is an honest guy and said, look, I don't have this money. You're giving me too much money. I know that we live in a surveillance state now. I don't want people to think I'm some kind of super hacker getting all this money. So stop.
So let me trash your machine. You know.
Pummel the ATM.
Yeah.
Poor thing. What can I say?
Gaming addiction is set to be listed as a mental health condition for the first time by the World Health Organization. Its 11th International Classification of Diseases will include the condition gaming disorder. The draft document describes it as a pattern of persistent or recurring gaming behavior so severe that it takes, quote, precedence over other life interests. Some countries have already identified it as a major public health issue. Many, including the UK, have private addiction clinics to, quote unquote, treat the condition. Now, the new guide will suggest that abnormal gaming behavior should be in evidence over a period of at least 12 months for a diagnosis to be assigned, but added that that period might be shortened if symptoms are severe.
Joe had an interesting Facebook post last week about gaming, something to the effect, correct me if I'm wrong, and I probably will be because I'm trying to paraphrase, but something to the effect, if you're a gamer, don't talk to me.
Well, no, that I'm going to change in 2018 my expectations for other people, and one of the things I'm going to do is avoid dating gamers because I'm not going to compete for the affections of a lover with a video game. I mean, my stand is if you're over 16 and you still play video games, you do have a mental disorder. It's called immaturity.
Joe is accepting that hate mail again this week, so just send it to him. But good points, though, because we've been talking about this on the show with many guests as well. I remember Dr. John Huber, one of our most recent guests. It was fascinating. We kept him over even another segment because he just had so much great knowledge. A psychiatrist who has been studying this and saying it is a mental disorder, and you've got to know when to stop playing the game and when to get back to reality. And unfortunately, so many people don't know how to do that, or can't, or won't.
Yeah, well, there was, you know, a year or so ago, I think over in China or something, there was a, you know, a teenager or a 20-something, you know, guy that, you know, spent days continuously playing games and then died.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, so whatever happened, but he spent, you know, 3 or 4 days, he took a couple of breaks to go to the bathroom, but he spent the rest of the time playing games, and it's just, that's an issue.
Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah. That's right. It'll kill you. Rich in Purcellville, Virginia, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast, and we love you for calling in using the Into Tomorrow app.
I have a new iPhone 7, of course, without the headphone jack, and I'm wondering if you could recommend any wireless earphones I could use with it. I'm aware of the Apple iPods, or excuse me, AirPods, but they just don't fit. You know, they fall out easily, and I was hoping you could recommend something that's less expensive than the AirPods and stays in better.
Well, Rich, there are a plethora of earbuds that you can use. Any Bluetooth wireless headphones will work with the iPhone 7. Like a pair of pants, the best headphones for you will be a matter of personal taste and style, if you will. As well, of course, as you've already experienced, personal physiology. So it's got to be comfortable for you and fit nicely.
Yeah, I can't stand those AirPods. I think they're overpriced and they hurt my ears, too. And I don't think they really sound that great, too. But the Apple-owned Beats brand of headphones, that's something that might interest you, as they feature models in a more traditional over-ear form factor, like what we're wearing here in the studio, because we're all ancient, as well as in-ear, if you want to go that route. One key benefit to going with Beats is that they have at their core the Apple-designed W1 chip, which will give you all the same cool features and superior sound quality of the Apple AirPods. Expect to pay a premium price, though, as with all things Apple, anywhere between $149 and $349, depending on the model. But they have a wide range out there. Check it out.
Now, we'd suggest visiting your preferred electronics store and trying out the array of Bluetooth headphones on display yourself. Again, we could suggest brands and models, but it's ultimately up to your ears to decide which is best. Just rest assured that if it's Bluetooth, it will work with your phone.
Yeah, and in the case of most decent Bluetooth earbuds, if you don't want the over-the-ear headphones, and of course many don't, if you're out for a walk or a jog or you're going to the gym, whatever, you don't want to be wearing the big headphones, but many will at least also now have various size ear pieces that you pop over the device itself so that you can get whatever is most comfortable for you that will stay in your ear.
You don't hang around many millennials, do you, Dave?
No.
They hang around at the FIU campus with these huge things. I think they're carrying DirecTV satellite dishes around their head, but no, it's over-the-ear headphones. They're back, baby. They are back in style.
Okay.
You know, it's no more different than the kids from our day walking around with the big boom boxes on their shoulder.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That was the style. That was the thing back then. But the problem with Beats all along since they came out was that a lot of people would spend the enormous amount of money to get them, and they didn't really sound all that better. I'm talking about the over-the-ear headphones. Mm-hmm. But they looked cool because they just would wear them around their neck, and they'd see the B logo, and everybody was like, ooh, he's cool.
Yeah, we've talked many times that, you know, headphones are more than just a fashion accessory. They should be functional, especially if you're going to spend that kind of money on them.
And sound good to you, which is really the key. So your suggestion of visit a local electronics store and try a few, you can't do that with earbuds. You don't want to be putting them in your ears that others have and vice versa. But over-the-ear headphones, absolutely. And as Joe said on this very program, they're in style. Back in style. So go for over-the-ear headphones. It's just not for everybody still. And as I say,
you wouldn't know it by looking at me.
Any of us right now. But that's different because we're professional broadcasters wearing over-the-ear headphones because it's what we do.
And well over 30.
Well over 30. All right, well over 30. IntoTomorrow.com for more. We want to hear from you as well. Questions, comments, help for another listener even. 800-899-INTO.